Next guest would have known Russell very well, and his father, Ted Cameron, as well. That's Leo McDonald over in South Australia. Leon, good morning to you. Very sad news yesterday with Russell Cameron passing away. Far too young.
Yeah, we had a lot to do with Russell in his early years, for sure, and his father too. I was probably a young bloke those days when Ted was at his prime, but Ted was a great trainer, and Russell took on after him.
And Russ, that period of where the stable was on fire, and he moved over here to Victoria, and he had all those Group 1 horses. He was probably underrated as one of the most astute trainers going around at the time.
Oh, I think he was, and there was a few bits on social media yesterday talking about the plunges that they pulled off, and they were pretty good at that.
No doubt about that. Once again, all our condolences and thoughts with the Cameron family.
Yeah, for sure.
Big day for you today too, as well, because it's a Balaclava Cup day. Before I ask about your horses heading there, how good is this three-year-old Darla son? The form line can't get much stronger.
No, it can't, Michael. He's done very well in what he's running. You know, he could argue that he should be four from four, maybe. I think he never had a lot of luck in the size in Melbourne. And he came back very good. To go into the spring stakes was a couple of Group 1 winners in it. I didn't really think that he might beat them, but as it turned out, he did. So, you know, I think that was a real bonus. And the horse, he's pulled up well, and he's going pretty well. So he has his next big test on Saturday.
Has he taken much improvement out of that first up run?
But looking at him, he has. His coach really starting to come through now. And, his work yesterday morning was very good. So, no, we're very happy with him.
I suppose he had a decision to make this time in because he was so good in the size. Is he a Caulfield Guineas horse? And it seems like you've decided to take him down the Coolmore path. Do you think he's more of a sprinter than a middle distance horse?
Oh, no, look, I don't think so. I think he's a real mile type horse. So he will, hopefully he'll run well on Saturday and then go to the Guineas prelude and the Guineas.
Okay, so the Coolmore, it's now Caulfield Guineas. Or are you still got in the back of your mind that he could freshen up for a Coolmore?
Oh, he could. Yes, yeah, but we'll just see what happens. I think with these horses, you've got to play it a little bit by ear. He has got the writing on the wall, I suppose, but he's still got to do it at the top level. And I'm sure come Saturday, he's going to meet horses that are very hard to beat. And let's hope we can.
He's got a great rapport with Raquel Clark. When he came to Victoria last time, you put Craig Williams on. Who rides on Saturday?
Raquel rides Saturday. She's got 3 for 3 on him, so I think she deserves a chance.
Oh, absolutely. A big feather in her cap on Saturday if you can take out the Dane Hill. And before that, you'll be hoping to team up with Raquel to win the Balaclava Cup today. Waging war, it's that Darla Sun form line.
He's there with the same form line, I suppose. And honestly, he has not had a lot of luck in his career waging war. Things haven't always gone his way. Last run in the Penny Edition, I don't think there's any doubt he should have won. Got badly held up on the fence and never got a run. Barrier 1 probably never suited him all that much. Today, he's drawn the other side of the track, the outside, but hopefully he can slot in somewhere and get a nice run, and I'm sure if he does, it'll be hard to beat.
How do you compare him to your stablemate, Wasabi Bob?
Oh, I don't think they're quite in the same class. I mean, Wasabi Bob's a very honest horse, tries hard, races near the pace, but I would have thought that Waging War was got a lot better form credentials than Wasabi Bob for a race like this.
If he gets even luck, do you think he should be too good today, Waging War?
I would have thought so, but we all know he's got 59, probably the only thing against him, because Balaclava Cup winners haven't got a good record of highly weighted horses winning it.
Yeah. Gee, you've got a couple of other horses that are good chances as well. Tequila Time and is it Alaris goes around?
Alaris, yeah.
Race number 5?
Yeah, Alaris is putting it together a bit. He's bred to stay a bit. He's out of a strong staying mare. His last two runs have been quite good, up a little bit. And I think this race is a little bit harder today. That's the only thing. But I'm sure he can run well. And Tequila Time, he's just been... he hasn't come back from his two-year-old days as good as he could, I don't think. He had an operation behind, and it's helped him, but whether he's as good as he was, I'm not sure. I think he's run 4 seconds this time in. But he'll be around the place.
If you were going to have one bet today, who would it be, Leon?
Have to be Waging War, Michael.
Good luck, mate.
Okay, thank you.